Late last year, Circuit Judge Dan Mannion informed me of his decision to assume senior status after a distinguished career of public service. Given this upcoming vacancy and the need for continued strong leadership, I was pleased to join with my colleague Evan Bayh in commending John Tender to President Bush. This selection was a product of a bipartisan process and reflective of the importance of finding highly qualified federal judges to carry forward the traditions of fair, principled, and collegial leadership. As the founders observed when our Constitution was drafted, few persons, and I quote, will have sufficient skill in the laws to qualify them for the station of judges, end of quote. And, quote, the number must be still smaller of those who unite the requisite integrity with the requisite knowledge, end of quote. Judge Tender embodies the rare combinations the framers envisioned. I have known John for many years. I have always been impressed with his high energy, resolute integrity, and remarkable dedication to public service. John graduated with honors from Indiana University while earning his bachelor's degree and later graduated from Indiana University School of Law in Bloomington. He served in a variety of critical legal roles early in his career, which helped to shape his strong litigation background and experience. Among many legal positions, he has served as assistant United States attorney, a public defender, chief trial deputy in the county prosecutor's office, and as a partner in private practice. Given his broad experience and great abilities, John was a natural selection to serve as United States attorney for the Southern District. After 3 years of active and distinguished service, John was then tapped again by President Reagan to serve as United States District Court Judge for Southern Indiana, where he has served since 1987. In 20 years on the bench, he has presided over more than 200 jury trials in this district. His decisions are well known to be clear, well-reasoned, and thorough, while applying appropriate precedents to the facts in each case. He is fully aware of the importance of appellate court decisions and their impact on the trial courts. Throughout John's career, his reputation for personal courtesy, fairness, decency, and integrity was equally well-earned and widespread among colleagues and opposing counsel alike and on both sides of the political aisle. The Senate has already unanimously confirmed him twice, and it is not surprising that news of his circuit court nomination has been well-received by stakeholders in the legal community and the public.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to associate myself with the very appropriate and thoughtful comments of my friend and colleague, Senator Lugar. I won't take the time to recover all of that ground. I don't think in this case it is necessary, but I would like to make three points. Number one, Dick, I'd like to thank you for your courtesy. Mr. Chairman, you should know that Senator Lugar reached out to me, sought my counsel and advice about this nomination. He did not have to, as you know, but he did. And perhaps it's the Hoosier way, trying to work things together, but I wish it was more of the Senate way as well. And so I want to thank him for that courtesy. It's always a pleasure working with Dick Lugar. Secondly, in this case, it was an easy decision, Mr. Chairman. I've known John Tender and his wife Jan, who's with us today, for more than 20 years, professionally and socially. My wife Susan and Jan used to practice law together some time ago, and I have seen John have an exemplary career, first as a prosecutor. John, I can't believe you were all of 34 years old when President Reagan selected you for that position. Of course, then some people were surprised I was 33 when I was elected governor. Maybe that's a Hoosier trait as well. And he's gone on to be an outstanding, not only individual attorney in private practice, but on the federal bench, as Senator Lugar was saying. He is the embodiment of good judicial temperament, intellect, and even-handedness. He has been praised from both sides of the political spectrum for his service in the Southern District of Indiana, and I am confident we'll receive those kind of reviews as well on the Seventh Circuit. Finally, so he enjoys my wholehearted support, Mr. Chairman. Finally, just let me say that if we had more nominees like John Tender, we'd have less fighting around this place. He's a good judge, he's a good lawyer, he's thoughtful, he's nonpartisan, and I hope that going forward, perhaps others of a similar mold will come before us so that we can do our duty with a minimum of acrimony. Having said all that, I give my highest endorsement and strong support to this nominee.